Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to south Ao Lak or Vietnam. The temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country, where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed, and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected, in a large-scale project called Raising Center. In the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarid expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha on May 16, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Okay, so let's have some more reincarnation of the Buddha, you like? Now we have two here still, at least two. One is the noble golden stag, another one is the golden noble snake. Now, which one you like, stag or snake? Now, stag, raise your hand. Stag. Snake? Wow, people love snake, I can't believe it. All right, then go to the snake. This is also supposed to be a Shakyamuni Buddha, one of the previous reincarnation. Now they change the nation. Wow, for a change, he's born in a different country. Once upon a time, King Anga ruled over the kingdom of Anga. Wow, that's very simple. Just like the Supreme Master Ching Hai resides in the Supreme Master Ching Hai Center. And King Magadha reigned in the kingdom of Magadha. Oh, that's simple enough, right? The two kings were constantly fighting with one another. Sometimes King Anga would win, and other times King Magadha won. Now, at a certain battle, King Magadha was defeated by King Anga. Mounting his charger, he fled from the battlefield and pursued by King Anga's soldiers. The two kingdoms were divided by the river Kampa, not Ganges. Under this water was a serpent kingdom, ruled over by a serpent king named Kampaya. King Magadha arrived at this river, and finding it flooded, he could not cross. He decided that it's better to drown in this river than to die at the hands of the enemies. So he plunged into the fast-flowing currents together with his horse. On the riverbed, the serpent king had built a jewel pavilion, and he was seated on his throne drinking tea amidst his court. King Magadha was pulled out by the current and fell right into the midst of the pavilion. The serpent king was impressed by the regal bearing of King Magadha and took a liking to him. Rising from his throne, he made the king sit down on it and asked how he had fallen into the river. King Magadha told him the sad story of the lost battle. So the servant said to him, "Fear nothing, great king. I will make you master of both kingdoms." For 7 days, King Magadha remained in the serpent kingdom and was shown great honor. On the 7th day, both he and the serpent king left the river and went up to the world of human beings. Then, aided by the magical power of the serpent king, King Magadha routed King Anga in battle and killed him. So he became master of the two kingdoms, and from that day onward, there was a firm alliance between him and the serpent king. Every year, King Magadha built a jewel pavilion on the banks of the river Kampa and paid lavish tribute to the serpent king. Attended by his court, the serpent king came out of the river to receive the tribute, and all the people of Magadha beheld his glory. In the fullness of time, the serpent king died, and the new king ruled over the serpent kingdom. This king was both austere and virtuous, and did not care for the pomp and glory of the serpent court. He soon weary of the wasteful, undisciplined life led by the serpents, and thought, "I must leave this palace and go into the world of men to fulfill the holy vows." This is supposed to be Shakyamuni Buddha, not the other one, huh? Okay, the second one, this one. So on fast days, he came out of the river and lay on an anthill by the side of the highway, not far from a frontier village. He said to himself, "If any man wishes to take my skin, I will not obstruct him. I will not resist. If any man wishes to turn me into a dancing snake, I will allow him to do so." Many people passed by and down the highway and worshipped the serpent king and placed scents and perfumes in front of him. The inhabitants of the frontier village realized that this was a serpent king of great power, and built a fine pavilion over the anthill where he lay. Oh, he can't escape it. He escaped from one palace and go to another. On the 14th and 15th days of the half moon, the serpent king fulfilled his vows and fasted, and on the 1st day of the full moon, he would return to his palace. Thus time went by. One day, the serpent queen, Sumana, said to her lord, her husband, "O king, on fast days you go into the world of men to fulfill your vows. The world above is full of danger. Suppose some evil should befall you, how will I learn of it?" The serpent king took his consort to a lucky pond and said, "If any man injures me, the water in this pond will turn muddy. If a robber carries me off, the water will disappear. If a snake charmer seizes me, then the water will turn the color of blood." Having explained the 3 signs to the queen, the serpent king left the palace under the river Kampa and went back to the ant hill. His body was like a coil of pure gold. And as he lay there, his scales shimmer in the rays of the sun. Now, a young Brahmin from Benares had gone to Taxila to study under a world-renowned master. From him, he had learned the charm which commands all living beings. On his way home, he passed the frontier village and he saw the Serpent King lying on the ant hill. He thought, I will cut this snake and teach him to dance. Then I will show him off in towns and villages and earn a lot of money. So he procured some magic herbs and, repeating the magic mantra, approached the Serpent King. The serpent felt the effect of the charm and, putting his head out, saw the Brahmin snake charmer. He thought, I can easily destroy this man with my poison, but if I do so, I will have broken my vows. So he withdrew his head and closed his eyes. The Brahmin came up to the Serpent King and, catching him by the tail, put him into a reed basket. Then he carried the basket to the frontier village and made the Serpent King dance before a vast crowd of people. The people were so pleased with the snake's performance that they gave the Brahmin 1,000 pieces of silver and goods worth another 1,000 pieces. The Brahmin had decided to let the Serpent King go where he had earned 1,000 pieces of silver. But seeing how easily the money was come by, he was overcome with greed. So he wanted to keep the serpent and make more money in the future. Now he thinks he would make more money bringing the serpent to the king and the courtiers, mean the officers of the king. The Brahmin brought a cart to carry all his possessions and a carriage in which he seated. Accompanied by a large crowd of people, he went through towns and villages making the snake dance. He decided to finally show off the snake before the king Ugasena of Benares. He decided that after he showed it to the king, then he would set the serpent free at last. The Brahmin used to catch frogs and give them to the Serpent King to eat, but the Serpent King refused to eat them. Then the Brahmin tried to tempt the serpent with honey and fried corn, but he would not touch his food either. He thinks, if I eat any food, I shall remain in this basket till I die. So after a month, the Brahmin arrived at Benares. He made the Serpent King dance in the villages outside the city gates and earned a lot of money. The king heard of the wonderful snake which danced and sent in for the Brahmin, commanded a performance. Drummers were sent throughout the city to proclaim that on the next day a snake would dance in the palace courtyard and that all the town folk should attend the performance. The palace courtyard was decorated and the Brahmin summoned to the royal presence. He brought the Serpent King in the jewel basket, putting a colorful rug on the ground. He set the basket down upon it. The king came out of the palace and sat down on his throne amongst the vast throng of people. The Brahmin took the Serpent King out of the basket and made him dance. So graceful were the movements of the snake that the people could not keep still. Thousands of kerchiefs were waved in the air, and a shower of jewels fell around the Serpent King. People liked it so much. It was now a full month since the Serpent King had been caught, and during that entire period he had not eaten. In the palace, under the river Kampa, the Serpent Queen, Sumana, began to wonder and worry. My dear husband has not returned home for over a month. What can have happened to him? So she went and gazed at the lucky pond. and saw that the water was as red as blood. Now she knew that he must have been caught by a snake charmer. She left the palace and, going up to the world of men, went to the ant hill. She saw the place where he had been caught and wept bitterly. Then she made her way to the frontier village, where she learned that her lord has been taken to Benares. In India, people respect the husband and call them my lord. Yes, as if he is her god, her master. So my lord means my husband, in India. Indian people are like that to each other.
We thank you for your loving presence on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for healthy living. Up next, after noteworthy news. Farewell and heaven bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.